audience an introduction of yourself a little bit.
Okay. So I have to share my life story as an artist, or like just a small introduction.
How you inspired about the art illustration books that you are doing? That's it. Not that much of the topics.
Okay. And so I'm an illustrator. I like drawing cute things. I mostly work on children's books or children's learning products. These days I'm working with a company that makes learning products for kids in speech therapy. So I do that, and mostly just projects that involve drawing things that are, you know, that appeal to children. So yeah, that's mostly the kind of aesthetic that I am into.
Okay.
And that's about my work. And otherwise also I'm like a fun, chill person. And I guess it shows in my work. It's because my work is also bright and positive. Yeah.
So where do you find the inspiration to do the art book for the children's book? Like, you have specified criteria that is going around in your mind when you get the work assigned to you, or just you just go with the flow along the way?
I don't have any criteria set in my mind. I mean, of course, when you're working with a client, it depends on the project. Mm-hmm. Once you get the script, or once you get a brief on what is to be done, your mind automatically starts working, you know. You start thinking of how you can represent it, how you can, you know, bring it to life. But otherwise, I don't know, inspiration... inspiration is everywhere. You know, just cute things, nature, children, animals. Yeah, these are the kind of things that I like drawing. And
let me just continue with the next question. Do you have specific time of the day that you want to create the art, or you just when you get assigned the work, you just start with the morning routine itself?
I'm a morning person, so I do like working morning, but I also have like other stuff to do in the morning. I work out, I have house chores and stuff, so I usually sit down to work by like 11. Yeah, so that's the time that works for me. Otherwise, yeah, of course, in the evening also a little bit I try to take out some time for work.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't work late at night. I like to sleep like early. So yeah, mostly morning person. Yeah.
That's nice. So how do you develop your skills to be precise with your illustration works? Develop your skills on daily basis, or you just have learned a specified art course that helps you do the illustration work?
I think the skills, they develop to practice on a consistent basis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, I mean, of course, you should take out time to, conscious as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, if you're drawing every day, so when you practice every day, you anyways, you know, keep getting better and better. It's just like any other activity, right? Once if you're playing the sport, you know, you start not good at it. But once you keep playing and you keep consistently showing up, you automatically, you know, develop certain skills and the mobility and the strength for it. It's similar for art as well, you know. You show up every day, you try and draw every day, and you, of course, observe what other artists are doing. You can take out time to, you know, take up courses or learn from the masters of the game.
Yes.
That will definitely help. But I think for me, when I started, doing it for fun, which is when I was a kid, and it's just that I continued doing it. So I think the skills just gradually, you know, got polished over a period of time. There is still a long way to go for me as well. There's a lot that I love to do and learn with time, hopefully.
That's nice. So, is there any current art form that inspires your work? Like, there are so many art that has been trending on Instagram and on social medias. So do you get inspired by that trends or you just follow with your own skills?
I mean, there are like a lot of artists that I find very inspiring and I wish I could draw like them. But no matter how hard I try, I say I'm not trying too hard anyways. But even if I try to, you know, kind of try to work like them or try to draw like them, my own personal style just seeps into the illustration in any, you know, anyways. So it doesn't work out for me. But I do like artists who have a very good grasp on, you know, character designing. Very dynamic characters. I love people who can create like very, very dynamic characters, because that's something that I feel I struggle with a little bit. So that's a certain area of illustration that I would love to improve upon. So I, you know, like I forgot his name. Yeah, there's an artist, Pankaj Sankhya or something. I forgot his surname. His name is Pankaj. So he draws these very, very cute characters who are also very dynamic. So he's a very good storyteller. So I personally like artists who are very good at storytelling and who have a very whimsical style of drawing, you know, like very cute, very expressive. That's the kind of style that I'm drawn towards, yeah.
That's nice. So have your art style has changed over the time or not?
I think it has. I think it has. Although I'm pretty new only to, you know, this illustration. Before that, I was mostly into realistic drawing. I was doing a lot of urban sketching. I was doing landscapes and, you know, that kind of stuff before I started career. So, of course, I think there's definitely an improvement also and change also in the way I draw. I think I'm drawing better characters now than I was a few years ago, which is, like I said, no, with practice you do get better. But even the way that I draw people has evolved over time. So yeah, the answer to that is yes, it has changed.
What are your favorite, least favorite part of your professional art?
What's my favorite part?
Starting part might be good for you and the ending part might be that not good for you.
Okay. So my illustration process, in my process, you're asking what's my favorite part?
Yes, in general.
As an illustrator, what's my favorite part? The process.
Like illustration, you can. Process.
Okay. So in my process, yes, of course. When you get a new project, when you're starting out a new project, that's definitely the most exciting phase, because that's when your brain is buzzing. You are super excited. You know, just like any other, you know, like the start of a vacation or a start of a relationship, you are on a different high, right? So just like that, I think starting a project is also pretty similar. It's very exciting when you start. Then I think the end is not that hard. In the middle, I think I definitely... It takes a dip somewhere in the middle, especially if you're working on a book. So if it's like a project that's been going on for a few months, so there comes a time for me right in the middle when it feels like, man, I'll never end this thing. I'll never see the finish line of this project. And that gets a bit... Yeah. So that's my least favorite part. Getting through that middle mark is very tough for me. Then towards the end, again, you're like, okay, now I can finally see the finish line. So get charged up to, you know, get it over with. But in the middle, it gets a little exhausting, yeah.
That's nice. So how do you manage the work-life balance in your art career?
Again, this is also another thing that comes with experience. When I started, I had no work-life balance. I mean, for the first 2-3 years, I had zero work-life balance, mainly because, again, I was high altogether, you know. I'd been drawing as a hobby for most of my life, and then suddenly I took it up as a career. So once I did that, it was very exciting. So I poured all my time and energy into, you know, building this whole thing up, whether it was practicing for myself or, you know, putting my work on social media. I'm extremely motivated at that time. So, which meant I was sleeping late. I was not having any social life because I prefer to just stay at home and draw, and, you know, it was very exciting. But now I finally have it because now I feel like, you know, it was beginning to affect my health. Mm. You know, such long hours of sitting doesn't do anyone any good.
Mm.
So now I manage my time. Specific time for work. I have time for, you know, socializing. I have time for workout. You know, making my own meals. And that's something I've been doing. But I try to sleep on time also.
Mm.
So that the discipline has definitely helped me a lot. Like I try to go to bed by 10:30 latest, because I know I have to wake up early and I have to go for my class, my yoga class. So once you have that routine set, you have no other option but to get your work done in that small window of time that you have left in the morning. So yeah, discipline and willpower is the way to go. Yeah.
Yes. With discipline and time, you can achieve anything.
Yeah, discipline is a must. But the downside of it is that now I'm barely active on social media because I no longer have the time to do both, you know, like client work and drawing for Instagram. You know? Like there was another thing that I was doing a lot when I, back when I had no work like that.
Mm-hmm.
So constantly drawing for other people and, you know, gifting my drawings to, you know, my friends or office colleagues, or if I had to go to someone's house, if I was invited to a dinner, I would make a painting to that person, get it framed the very same day. So I was very motivated back then. But I no longer have time for all that because there's only so much time in a day. So there are good things that, you know, you have to, you know, miss out on. So, yeah.
Yes. So do you currently have any dream project that you want to work on?
Dream project.
There might be some idea, no? Like you want to get approached by J.K. Rowling and Warner Bros. Production House to inspire to work on an animated series of Harry Potter, something like that.
I honestly don't think I have the skills for that. But yeah, that would be awesome if that happens. But at the moment, I definitely don't have that confidence in myself. I don't think I can pull something of that. Level off. So, yeah. My dream project would be just to take 6 months off for myself and just to do whatever the hell I want. Yeah, that's something that I've been thinking of for a while. Like every year, I think, okay, next year I'm going to take 6 months off just to work on my own skills and maybe like my own products. Not even product, actually. A product is a it could be like a happy accident that comes out of it. Yeah, definitely love to take 6 months off just to draw whatever I like drawing. Because at this moment, I think I'm too programmed, you know, either to work or make products that I know will work in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I'm following my heart as much as I would like to, as much as I was doing when I hadn't turned this into a career. So yeah, I admit that. So I think now I'm in a place where I have a good source of passive income coming from my illustration career. So I think next year could be the year when I have the financial freedom and otherwise also to take some time off of client and social media and just work on building my skills. That's the dream.
That's good. So last question for the session right now. I don't have that much of a question for you. So like, when did you start the illustration career? Were your parents supportive about the career that were you opting for, or they were saying that you shouldn't be doing this art career as your side income or something like that?
Okay, so in my case, it's the exact opposite. Because what happened was, when I was in school, I was anyways very fond of drawing. And what was happening was, when I was in my senior classes, I was teaching a few kids in my, you know, neighborhood. I was giving them drawing lessons, and I was doing drawing. I was doing other people's, you know, science projects and art projects as a side business, you know, of sorts. So, because it was like a source of pocket money for me, because we never got pocket money at home. So this was like, okay, let's make some money on the side. But by the time I finished school, I kind of got sick of it. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to, you know, make a career out of, you know, painting.
Okay.
So even though everybody told me, my parents wanted me to take up fine arts and to study illustration. So I didn't know what illustration is back then. But yeah, we knew fine arts. So they wanted me to take up arts and go to an arts college.
Mm-hmm.
I was the one who was not interested in doing it back then. Oh. So actually, I did BBA and I did other jobs. Then I got married. It was only when I was almost close to 30 that everybody around me kind of got sick of seeing me paint every day, but not really do something with it. Like, you know, so then that was when my family, like my parents, my mother, my husband, a few of my friends, that was the time when they really started pushing me, and they started telling me that, no, please start taking this seriously. Please try and get courage out of it. You know, so that's how I started. And in the beginning, obviously, I didn't know that illustration was a thing. What I was doing was, I was being commissioned by people to make paintings for their house. That's how I started. And then slowly, like a friend recommended me to someone who wanted, who was a first-time writer, and she wanted someone to illustrate her book. So that's how I got my first book project. And then slowly, you know, the ball started rolling. It was another small project, then another small project. Then I also started learning a little bit here about how to, you know, get work and how to create your portfolio. So that's how the whole thing began. Yeah. But my parents were, I was the idiot who didn't want to do it in the first place. Yeah.
So you are in the opposite side of, like, you never wanted to do the art as your career, and your parents wanted you to pursue the art career.
Yeah. That is what was happening. Because I was like, okay, this is something that's that gives me so much joy. I don't want to corrupt it with this, you know, with ambition or with this thing that I have to make money out of it. Why can't it just be something that's just for me? This brings me joy. I love it. I don't want it to be about money. That was what I was thinking back then, which is also like a sweet way of, you know, looking at things. But as you grow older and you have like possibilities and you realize what adulthood is about, you know, so your perspective on things changes, and that's when you realize that, you know, kaam to karna hi hai, so might as well do something that you would love doing, you know.
So any last words for the artists that are listening to the podcast, like how to get inspired about the artwork that you are currently doing, something like that? Any inspiring words for the artists?
Inspiring words? Let me see. So the thing is, there is just too much noise out there. The good thing is that when I was growing up, we did not have social media. Which is a good thing and a bad thing also, because we learn very late. We learn how to make a career out of it very late. But the good thing was that we were not constantly comparing ourselves to other people. We were just doing what we love doing, and that was it. But I think today the problem is that there is too much pressure. The pressure to, you know, match up to someone who is probably way more experienced than you.
Yes.
Or make money out of it as soon as possible. That is also another pressure. Like, a lot of people, they start and they immediately start getting stressed because they're not getting any work. So that's another pressure that you have, because you see other artists who are doing so well. But back in the day, we didn't have those pressures. And I know it's easier said than done, but my advice for people would be to, you know, just do your own thing, be patient, and just try and work on, you know, building your skills and just getting your work, getting the word about your work out there. And mm-hmm. hopefully, you know, things will start, you know, moving for you too. So yeah, I mean, don't stress yourself about not being good enough, or, you know, about why you're not getting work. Just remember why you started. Is this something that gives you joy? So yeah, do it for the fun of it. Do it for the joy of it. That's very important. Otherwise, we'll lose that magic very soon. Yeah. And we don't want that, right?
That's it for the episode, Aishwarya. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Really good knowing about your stuff and your art career, how you got inspired, who pushed you something to pursue the art career as your passive income and your ambitions. And I recently saw the last post that you draw from the Pinterest.
Yeah.
Kind of cute enough. I was kind of laughing out the expression of the chicken that has given from your side.
Oh, sweet. No, thank you.
Scared why the kid is holding me so much tightly.
Yeah, I try to kind of, you know, add my own thing to it. Otherwise, it looks like it's just completely copied.
As an artist, there is an imaginary power that we have from our to draw something different from the art that we saw.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, maybe. I mean, it could have been even more different from the picture, but I did like the picture, so I tried to trace, stay true to it. But I did want to add my touch to the whole thing. So yeah, the expression of the chicken was the was my extra own touch of cuteness.
That's nice. So
thank you so much for having me, Rajiv. It was fun talking to you.